Caffeine Song, number 4. Among the blaring voices, Sully brooded on failures, for it couldn't be denied that goals were set for times that had now passed, and big ideas had proved to be trapped wind. His bones groaned low. They knew the truth of it. There was no one to blame, for his misfires were just as blameless as his happiness, and there was room for both in his thick skull. Now it was time to flick the V's at Whitman. It was the multitudes that contained him. In doing so, he recalled his failures, with a fondness one reserves for the infirm, or those we give up seats for on the bus, with a half-wit smile we rarely share with strangers, as the short-fused driver stamps the pedal down.